Welcome, everybody, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we promote the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. On today's episode, we have a local entrepreneur, Kara Long, who is the owner of two businesses here in our area, the Memory Collective and Lotus Paradigm. Kara, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
So, Kara, how did you get started?
Well, about a little under a year ago, I guess, I decided to make a pretty big shift in my life and wasn't very happy at my previous jobs, and I just decided I needed to do something different, and a series of circumstances led me to find my calling as a memory archivist, preserving people's memories and turning those memories into books if they want to take it that way.
So give me some examples of how you can convert memories into works.
So the way that I always start out is we just sit down and have basically a consultation where we'll talk about what are the things in your life so far that are, you know, worth preserving to you and that you want to focus on. Those could be, depending on how old you are and your various experiences that you've had, that could be, you know, if you're younger, that could be high school, the experiences that you've had in that so far. For me, that would be like marching band. But if you are maybe middle-aged, maybe you want to talk about your parents or your childhood memories. It could be military service, could be your marriage, your relationships. There's virtually no limit to what you can talk about. And then as you get older, it becomes more pertinent. I shouldn't say that even, because really it's pertinent the entire time. But, you know, for those who are getting up there in years, we worry about dementia, Alzheimer's, and death, of course. So that's where we would preserve their memories so that future generations can have those memories.
And so give us an example of a memory you've been able to document and produce into a finished work.
Sure. So the one that I'm actually working on right now that's been especially powerful for me, I'm doing this process kind of on myself with my family. My father passed away when I was 13. And so there was a lot that I didn't get to ask him. And so I am now interviewing my uncle and my dad's best friends, and it's been a really powerful process so far. Just for instance, I've been a writer my entire life, and that's been kind of the consistent thing throughout my life that I've just always wanted to do, was be a published author. And came to find out from my uncle and my dad's two best friends that my dad also, like, his life's ambition was to be a writer. And I never knew that. I always thought that he wanted to be a teacher, which, I mean, he was a very successful teacher. I don't know, it was just very powerful for me to learn that about him. It made me feel connected back to him. So I will be taking those interviews and then transcribing the audio from those interviews and then turning it into a physical book that I can actually, you know, hold and pass down to my potential future kids.
Wow. So then you're able to do that same thing for others and transcribing a story and then allowing them to be able to pass it down to their family.
Yep.
And so I understand recently you're working on a project for the Irvington area, correct?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. If that project does go through, that would be, I'm hoping it will be preserving the memories of local Irvingtonians.
Okay.
About the Halloween festival and just memories of Irvington in general. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I'm very optimistic about it. They seem very interested in it. But we'll see.
Okay. And so you have a second business alongside of the Memory Collective. Yep. Tell us a little bit about how you got a second business up and running.
Sure. So in probably 2013, I don't really exactly know or remember why or how I discovered this drum. It's a type of melodic tongue drum or a hand pan.
Okay.
Some people say it looks like a flying saucer. Some people say it looks like a turtle. but I found this drum online and bought it from a guy in Austin. And so I started playing it, and I have a history of many other instruments, just like clarinet, drum set, percussion. I played steel pan in college a little bit. I sing. I play a little bit of piano, a little bit of guitar. So I'm decently well-rounded, but all of those instruments stress me out to play in front of people.
Okay.
Because there's a right and a wrong way to play them. There are expectations. There are etudes and arpeggios and scales, and you can play wrong notes. And for whatever reason, when I can play great when I'm alone, but the moment that I get in front of somebody, I just tense up. It's performance anxiety. But with this drum that I found, it's the only instrument that allows me to just freely play in front of people because, one, most people have never seen it before. so they're more asking, like, what is that? And more reacting to it than saying, you know, oh, you're not playing the right technique. There is no right technique, not as far as I'm concerned. So it was something that I was able to just pick up and play, and it calmed me down and was able to help me with my anxiety and kind of gave me the courage to play in front of other people. Okay. And to be able to expand that stress reduction to them as well. And so more recently, I don't even remember, and it wasn't that long ago, whether I think I just brought it to show some people at various networking groups. And the reaction was consistent with all the reactions that I'd had previously, which was like, oh, wow, that's so relaxing. Like, I just feel immediately less stressed. And, like, could you just keep playing? Can you follow me around? Do you have albums? And so it was after I got enough of that response that I was like, well, I'm already doing the entrepreneurial thing. Why not also do this?
Okay.
And so that's kind of how I got into it. And now I'm trying to connect with virtually anyone and everyone who either could benefit from stress reduction or anxiety reduction or just places that promote wellness. So that could be yoga studios, it could be salons, it could be at a law school where students are notoriously stressed out. it could be in hospice, it could be oncology, pediatrics. Those are all completely viable places, even like a corporate setting where they want to give their employees kind of like a benefit that somebody could come in maybe once a week or every other week or once a month, whatever it is, and just have me play and help de-stress them. So that's kind of the idea behind it.
And so you've had a few really, you know, monumental kind of reactions at some places you've gone and played, correct?
Yeah.
Give us an example of one of your more recent ones.
Well, I'm trying to think. More recently, this was just a couple days ago. One of my friend's little daughters, who is just about to turn 4, she's been sick in the hospital for the past, she's out now, but from Saturday to about Wednesday, I believe, she was in the hospital. They were having to do a bunch of tests, and she was struggling to sleep. So I brought my friend lunch, and then also brought my Lotus drum, thinking maybe I can help get her to sleep. And I was really, really close to getting her to sleep until she remembered that she wanted to watch Scooby-Doo, and then it was all over.
Darn.
but while I was in there, one of the nurses came in, and she really didn't pay any attention to me. I was playing, but then I asked Emma, the little girl, I said, you know, Emma, do you remember the last time that I played this drum for you? Just trying to make a little bit of conversation with her, because she was just watching me play. And she shook her head, which is to be expected. And I said, you know, oh, maybe you remember the other drum that I brought. That was it was a lap cajon, and it's a lot louder and not very relaxing, but but she really enjoyed that. And at that point, the nurse turned around and kind of like looked at me and then looked at the drum, and she just said, I didn't realize that was you playing. I thought that was like coming from like an iPhone or something. So she asked a few questions about it, and I just kept playing, and so she left, and then we took Emma on a little wagon ride down the hallway because she wouldn't go to sleep. And when I passed by the nurse's station, she said, I was just telling everyone, all the other nurses, about your drum. Could you stop by? And, like, just when you're done, could you just stop by and show them what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up making a couple connections there, and she connected me to the pediatrics kind of manager and the NICU manager. So that was really, really cool, spontaneous, wasn't expecting it opportunity that resulted just from someone hearing me play.
And so, Kara, if someone wants to connect with you to learn more about what you do with both businesses, how can they get in touch?
There are several ways. So for the Memory Collective, I do have a website, and that is thememorycollectiveco.com. And that's just C-O at the end. They can also reach me at Kara@thememorycollectiveco.com. And that's K-A-R-A. And then I also have a Facebook page, which is really just a placeholder at this point, but you can connect with me on Messenger on there. And that's The Memory Collective LLC on Facebook. And my phone number, business line, is 317-763-8884.
Wonderful.
And then for Lotus Paradigm, it's pretty similar. On Facebook, I'm Lotus Paradigm, and you can contact that email, which is Kara@lotusparadigm.com. And then it's the same telephone number as before, because I'm just paying for one line. So again, that's 317-763-8884.
Great. Well, everyone, we're going to close out today's episode with Kara demonstrating her Lotus drum for everyone. That really is relaxing. Well, Kara, thank you for joining us today, and thank you everyone for listening. Catch our next episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA, Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.